first of all, let's go to the south of the county, to Valencia, where we're joined on the line by Catherine Courtney, who is an official for the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation for nurses who are working at Valencia Community Hospital. Good morning to you, Catherine. Thank you very much for joining us on Radio Kerry this morning. Catherine, first of all, tell us what's happening.
Morning, Tressa. So Valencia Community Hospital is a 24-bedded care of the older adult person service on the island itself, providing much needed vital services to the community. And the nurses and all the staff working there are at a significant disadvantage compared to HD colleagues in relation to their pay. So they took a pay reduction when the public service all took a pay reduction, but they haven't regained or increased their wages like their HD counterparts. And as we're aware, you know, there is HD facilities within the local vicinity here, and it is a significant recruitment and retention issue in Valencia Community Hospital that their staff there are paid significantly less than the HD colleagues are.
So do I have this right, Catherine, that Valencia Community Hospital is not a HSE building or organisation per se? Is it one of these situations where they're an organisation that's funded by the HSE to provide specific health services?
That's absolutely correct. They have significant funding streams from the public service to provide their 24 beds in the locality here, and they had pay parity up to a number of years ago, and that has been eroded over the last number of years. And with the increases in the pay in the public service, the nurses and other staff in Valencia Community Hospital have not received them. So now there is a significant deficit in their wages compared to their HC counterparts, who are, as you are aware, not too far away really from the community hospital here in Valencia.
Now, I thought this had been resolved in terms of, I think, Section 39 staff, as in people who are doing the same amount of work or the equivalent job as someone directly employed by the HSE. But because they weren't directly employed by the HSE, they had these different terms and conditions and in some instances weren't getting the same amount of pay. I thought all this had been resolved. Or is this another agency? Is Valencia Community Hospital another agency that is that is funded through the HSE, but the staff aren't directly employed by the HSE?
That's correct. Yeah, they are not. They're employed by the Board of Management in Valencia Island, and while they do have public service funding, and you are correct, the WRC agreements of 2023 and 2025 did allow for pay parity for Section 39 organisations. The staff here at Valencia Community Hospital have not received the 8% that was due in 2023 or the 9.25% that was due from 2025.
And are they Section 39 workers or Section 38 workers that you represent, Catherine, at the INMO?
The INMO represents all nurses and midwives in the country. But the members here are actually were considered Section 39 workers and are now in Valencia Community Hospital is a voluntary sector hospital.
And what shape will the protest take, this lunchtime protest? Is it just going to be for an hour? What work will not be performed and what work will be performed?
The hospital obviously will continue to work as normal because, we have to provide safe care to the residents of Valencia Community Hospital. It is a protest that people are coming in on their time off to do at lunchtime today from 12:30 onwards. And we are expecting some family members and even the residents themselves coming out from the hospital if they're able to come and support the nurses and other staff there and ensure that they receive the adequate remuneration for the same job that they do as their HC counterparts.
And how many members do you represent? How many nurses are affected?
In Valencia, then we have only, we've small numbers, so we've only 7 members, but there are up to 32, I think, staff members working in the community hospital and are represented by both ourselves and SIP2.
And can you tell us a little bit about Valencia Community Hospital, the size of it and the number of patients, the number of services users that avail of the services at the hospital?
Yeah, so it's a 24-bedded residential care, the older person services. And Valencia Island is a long-established, actually, community support for people in this area to avail of longer-term, but also shorter-term facility if needed for respite and support for a short-term. But most of the residents there are actually long stay care, the older adult residential care, and I suppose the service there is you know in line with the local community and the people. A lot of the people that work there and a lot of people that attend there are in the local community, and I suppose they're medically managed, but they're also socially cared for, and you know there's a lot of activities going on there and a lot of interests that the residents will have, and they're kept updated about the local news, really.
And are any further protests planned, Catherine?
We're just hoping to highlight now the inequity in relation to the pay differential for the nurses here in Valencia Community Hospital, nurses and staff, and other HC counterparts. And we haven't actually, I suppose, we will have to escalate if our concerns aren't listened to. But at present, at this side of Christmas, we haven't anything else planned.
Okay. Well, we'll leave it there. And thank you so much for joining us this morning. We have been speaking to Catherine Courtney of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. She is the official for Valencia Community Hospital. The nurses there, the members of the INMO there, are holding a lunchtime protest at the hospital today over a dispute, a pay dispute for nurses in the care facility.